Guess what? Tariffs are back in the news. And we've got to ask, is this any way to run an economy? It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 30th of September, 2018. Thanks, as always, for being with us, everybody. What we reported yesterday as a possibility is today a fact. Campbell Soup is going to be selling off part of the company to deal with debt. Lawsuit? Who? Papa John's, and you knew that was coming. Only 117 days until Christmas, so who's counting? We'll share. So, is that a business meal, or maybe not? Think Wells Fargo. Sears closes a bunch of Kmart and Sears stores with big sales starting today. You want a new iPhone? We happen to know when the release date is, we think. Those stories, the markets, and we'll spend some time with Deborah Renner from Tarot International talking about conflict resolution. And then episode 26 of Marketing for Business with Phil K. James. Hang in there. The business news is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tarot International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The business news is next.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
Live to Lead is coming back to Des Moines on October 12th. Live to Lead is being brought to you by action coach Monty Wyatt. And tickets to experience the great John Maxwell, former HP CEO Carly Fiorina, author Daniel Pink, and adventure woman and author Deborah Searle are on sale now. This is the fifth year for Live to Lead, and former attendees say it's well worth the time and effort to attend. Get your tickets at livetoleaddesmoines.com and join us on October 12th. Live to Lead, leadership training for everyone. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is the 30th day of August 2018. The month is almost over. You want to reach out to us, you can do that on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. My name is Michael Libby, and you can reach me on Twitter as well at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. We got a lot of news to get to, so let's get to it. You know, just when you thought it was safe to come out, bam, we're back with tariff talk on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. According to six people familiar with the matter, President Donald Trump wants to move ahead with a plan to impose tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports as soon as a public comment period concludes next week. Companies and members of the public have until September 6th to submit comments on the proposed duties, which cover everything from selfie sticks to semiconductors. According to sources, the president plans to impose the tariffs once that deadline passes. And yes, just after this became public, U.S. stocks fell on the news. We'll pick up those numbers later in the broadcast. If you remember, investors sighed relief just last week at the mere mention that trade talks were going to resume, even at a low level. Today? Well, today is a different story. Chaos. And you've got to wonder, out loud, if this is any way to run an economy. Today, Campbell's Soup said it plans to sell its international and fresh refrigerated foods unit and left open the possibility of putting the whole company up for sale after a months-long review and pressure from hedge fund investors to sell itself outright. Campbell's is swimming in debt, and the family-owned company thought they might be able to sell off part of the organization and focus more on their soup line, which has had significant sales troubles. Why? Due to changing tastes of consumers. The 149-year-old company, which revolutionized the home cooking industry with easy-to-prepare soups and low-cost production techniques, has been struggling to attract young consumers to its namesake soups, Pepperidge Farm cookies, and other foods and drinks. Stay tuned. Well, today, Joanne E. Danker sued the Papa John's Corporation in Manhattan federal court, that would be in New York, alleging that the Louisville, Kentucky-based company failed to tell investors that executives had engaged in sexual harassment and other inappropriate conduct, and that that behavior, well, that that behavior was inadequate, and company policies investors should have known. Papa John's shares spiked last week after Reuters reported the company hired Bank of America and Laser Limited to help it find ways to stabilize its operations. Danker is seeking to represent a class of all shareholders who were damaged by precipitous declines in the market value of the company's shares. The company and former CEO John Schnatter are not commenting. Well, let's see, tomorrow. Tomorrow is the final day for August of 2018. And guess what? Yeah, Walmart is already thinking Christmas. Today, the company said they have significantly increased the selection of toys in its stores and online for the holiday season. Why? Well, it's an attempt to lure shoppers after rival seller Toys R Us went out of business earlier this summer. The world's largest retailer will also begin its layaway program tomorrow, one day earlier than last year. It allows customers to pay off purchases in installments. And in case you were wondering, Christmas is just 117 days away, so get busy. In a related retail story today, Sears kicked off liquidation sales at 46 closing stores. The closing locations include 13 Kmarts and 33 stores that are Sears across 28 states that include California, Connecticut, Illinois, Missouri, New York, Ohio, Florida, Georgia, and Texas. The stores will permanently close by November. None of the locations are in Iowa. The closings will bring Sears' total store closures this year to nearly 300. Well, at least Wells Fargo is investigating Wells Fargo. Today we learn that the bank is investigating employees in its investment bank division for alleged violations of its expense policy after they tried to get the company to pay for ineligible evening meals. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the lender has already fired or suspended more than a dozen staff members for allegedly doctoring receipts to allow them to expense the meals. According to the story, investment bankers allegedly doctored the time of email receipts to qualify the purchases for reimbursement from the bank. But at least in this scandal, the bank is investigating themselves. We expect new iPhones soon. Reports have long suggested that Apple has been working on a trio of new iPhones for 2018, and now we know when we'll actually get to see them. The company just sent out invites for an event on September 12th at its massive spaceship of a campus in Cupertino, California, 1 year to the day from last year's event. What's coming? We think updates to the iPhone X, also some cheaper models are in the pipeline. The Apple Watch is getting an update as well. Save your pennies because September 12th will be here before you know it. Well, stocks snapped a four-day winning streak after a report said that President Donald Trump will support moving ahead with additional tariffs on Chinese imports as early as next week. In other uncertain trade news, the U.S.-Canada talks are, well, some think, going to wind up tomorrow. In addition, investors were also hit with the reality that whatever happened in Singapore between President Trump and North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un is now trashed. President Trump early this morning blamed China on scuttling whatever the deals were that were made there. Uncertainty is the bane of Wall Street. Trade-sensitive stocks like 3M, Boeing, and Caterpillar all hit their session lows following the report's release. The Dow lost 137 points, while the S&P 500 fell by over 0.4%. The NASDAQ declined by over 0.2% after reaching a record high. About Canada? Well, that country has until tomorrow to join a trade deal made between the U.S. and Mexico, according to President Trump. However, Trump said he was confident an agreement between the two nations was within reach. Yet, once again, details of any trade deal are pretty much unclear for the most part. Jobless claims rose slightly to 213,000 last week, but remained near multi-decade lows as the underlying trend still points to a tightening labor market. Personal income, that rose by 0.3% in July, and inflation remained at 2.9%. At the bell, the Dow was down those 137 points and change to close at 25,986. The NASDAQ was off by over 0.2 to end the day at 80.88. S&P 500 got whacked by over 0.4% to settle at 29.01. Gold fell again today by over $5 an ounce. Oil was up a bit, over $70 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note gained to 2.89%. Coming up next, Deborah Renner, the Chief Learning Officer from Tarot International, will join us as we talk about the art of conflict resolution. And yes, you can be trained in that and so much more. Click through. More on the way from the Business News Hour.